ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 12 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। मामेकम् एव शरणम् आत्मानं सर्वदेहिनां याहि सर्वात्मभावेन मयास्याहि अकुतो भयः। मामेकमेव शरणम् आत्मानं सर्वदेहिनां याहि सर्वात्मभावेन मयास्याहि अकुतो भयः। मामेकम् एव शरणम् आत्मानं सर्वदेहिनां याहि सर्वात्मभावेन मयास्याहि अकुतो भयः। मामेकमेव शरणम् आत्मानं सर्वदेहिनां याहि सर्वात्मभावेन मयास्याहि अकुतो भयः। मामेकमेव शरणम् आत्मानं सर्वदेहिनां याहि सर्वात्मभावेन मयास्याहि अकुतो भयः। मामेकमेव शरणम् आत्मानं सर्वदेहिनां याहि सर्वात्मभावेन मयास्याहि अकुतो। माताजी मामेकमेव शरणम् आत्मानं सर्वदेहिनां याहि सर्वात्मभावेन मयास्याहि अकुतो भयः। द प्रीवियस वर्स आल्सो इज देयर। तस्मात् त्वम् उद्धवतोर् सृज्य उद्धवो उत्सृज्य चोदनां प्रतिचोदनां प्रवृत्तिं च निवृत्तिं च श्रोतव्यां श्रुतमेव च। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। तस्मात् देयरफोर त्वं यू उद्धवः ओ उद्धवः उत्सृज्य गिविंग अप चोदनां द रेगुलेशंस ऑफ द वेदास प्रतिचोदनां द इंजंक्शंस ऑफ सप्लीमेंटरी वैदिक लिटरेचर्स प्रवृत्तिम इंजंक्शंस च एंड निवृत्तिम प्रोहिबिशंस च ऑल्सो श्रोतव्यम दैट विच इज टू बी हर्ड श्रुतम दैट विच हैज बीन हर्ड एवह इंडीड च ऑल्सो माम टू मी एकम अलोन एवह एक्चुअली शरणम शेल्टर आत्मानम द सुपर सोल विद इन द हार्ट सर्वदेहिनाम ऑफ ऑल कंडीशनड सोल्स या ही यू मस्ट गो सर्व आत्म भावेन विथ एक्सक्लूसिव डिवोशन मया बाय माय मर्सी स्या यू शुड बी ही सर्टनली अकुतो भयः फ्री फ्रॉम फियर इन ऑल सर्कमस्टेंसेस। ट्रांसलेशन। देयरफोर माय डियर उद्धवा अबैंडन द वैदिक मंत्रास एज वेल एज द प्रोसीजर्स ऑफ सप्लीमेंटरी वैदिक लिटरेचर्स एंड देयर पॉजिटिव एंड नेगेटिव इंजंक्शंस डिसरिगार्ड दैट विच हैज बीन हर्ड एंड दैट विच इज टू बी हर्ड सिंपली टेक शेल्टर ऑफ मी अलोन For I am the supreme personality of Godhead, situated within the heart of all conditioned souls. Take shelter of me wholeheartedly and by my grace be free from fear in all circumstances. Purport. Sri Uddhava inquired from Lord Krishna about the symptoms of saintly persons and liberated souls. And the Lord has replied in terms of different levels of spiritual advancement, distinguishing between those who are able to understand Lord Krishna to be the principal goal of life and those loving devotees who accept Lord Krishna and devotional service to Him as the only goal of life. Lord Krishna also mentioned that He is captured by His loving devotees and even by those who sincerely associate with His loving devotees. Among all those devotees, the gopis of Vrindavan were described by the Lord as having achieved such a rare state of pure devotional service that Lord Krishna personally feels constantly indebted to them. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Krishna previously kept the gopis' love for Him concealed in His heart because of its confidential nature and the Lord's own gravity. Finally, however, even Lord Krishna could not remain silent about the intense love of the gopis. And thus, in these verses, the Lord reveals to Uddhava how the gopis loved Him in Vrindavan and brought Him fully under their control. The Lord would relax in secret places with loving gopis, and by conjugal spontaneous affection, the greatest love was exchanged between them. As explained by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita, one cannot achieve the perfection of life merely by renouncing the material world or by executing ordinary sectarian religious principles. One must actually understand the identity of Supreme Personality Godhead, and by associating with His pure devotees, one must learn to love the Lord in His personal original form. This love may be expressed in either the conjugal, paternal, fraternal or serving rasa or relationship. The Lord has elaborately explained to Uddhava the system of philosophical analysis of the material world, and now He clearly concludes that it is useless for Uddhava to waste time in futile activities or mental speculation. Lord Krishna is hinting that Uddhava should assimilate the example of the gopis and try to advance further in Krishna consciousness by following in the footsteps of the cowherd damsels of Vraja. Any conditioned soul who is unsatisfied with the cruel laws of nature which impose disease, old age and death should understand that Lord Krishna can deliver all living beings from the problems of material existence. There is no need to entangle oneself in unauthorized sectarian rituals, injunctions or prohibitions. One should simply surrender to Lord Krishna, following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Krishna Himself. By the authorized regulative process of Bhakti Yoga, Krishna consciousness, one easily achieves spiritual perfection. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanyam Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajata, Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanshta Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate, గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాస్ ఆది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. It's a very high topic. Now Krishna is concluding his instructions to Uddhava and is directly saying that whatever I have told you before, forget about this. He says that abandon the Vedic mantras as well as the procedures of supplementary Vedic literatures and all the positive and negative injunctions. Whenever there are so many instructions, the general tendency is first person get confused which is to be followed. Similar instruction Krishna gives to Arjuna also. He says, Yadate moha kalilam buddhir vyati tarishyati. He tells him that Vedas generally have so many instructions that normally person can get caught up in that and forget the essence. So he says, when your intelligence will pass out of this dense forest of delusion, then you will become indifferent to all that you have been heard, you have heard before, and that what you in future you want to hear in, you will be indifferent to that. Second thing, what generally happens when we are loaded with so many instructions, to not to come to the essence, we start speculating. Maybe this is for me, maybe that is for me. And in that we get caught up. And normally we see that 99.9999% what people generally follow all as fruitive activities. Sakam karma is all. What is for me? Every activity we generally do not do selflessly, but actually want something out of it. Or we keep on speculating or about whom we are serving, that this may be good for him, like that. Very ancient story. One guru wants to go to pilgrimage and one very neophyte devotee, disciple, wants to assist him. So previously they go on a horse. So all the ingredients are loaded on the horse and both of them go. They start the journey and as it is a very hot season and the guru gets perspiration on his forehead, so he says, give me one gamcha so that I can wipe it out. So disciple says, Guruji, the gamcha has fallen down, I mean from last half an hour it has happened. So he said, why didn't you pick it up? He said, you instructed me. So guru says, I had to instruct him now every single thing. So he says, you know, do one thing. Understand that we are going on a long journey. That's why we have picked up everything. So that everything is going to be helpful for us in some part of time. So do not wait for instruction. Anything falls from this horse, you have to pick up. He said, okay, now do that. And as some distance goes, the horse answers to the natures of his call. So suddenly, disciple is very ready to follow the instruction. He gets down and starts picking up the stool. Guru says, what are you doing? So he said, I am just following the instruction. This may be helpful for us in future. So now Guru becomes very angry. He says, use your intelligence. Whatever I am saying it, you have to put your intelligence also. So he said, no, no, I am just trying to follow your order. Why you are chastising me? So now Guru thinks that now we have to turn the instruction. He says, now do one thing. I will sit in the back. You will sit in the front. And now the instruction is, anything falls from this horse, you don't have to pick it up. Okay? I will do that. I will pick up. Because you are dull. I will do this task. So now, the Guru says, our disciple says, okay, anyway, I will drive. And the disciple has first time riding the horse. So he becomes very exciting. So he says, he starts pulling the reins. And the horse jumps up and the Guru falls down. But still he goes on. The Guru says, now you pick me up. He said, no, no. Instruction doesn't say like that. Anything falls. So this is what the mental speculation we get caught up in. We may laugh. I mean, generally, following the all the rules and regulations, we forget the essence. So, the main thing is if a disciple understands the heart of a guru, then there is no need of instruction. What guru wants, if he knows, without instruction he knows now what he wants, now what he will do, what will be the should, what should be ready. So, in Traigunya Vishaya Veda, there is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, there Prabhupada writes that the stage where Niryoga Kshema Atvaman and Nirdvando Nitya Sattvasto, the one who crosses past the Vedas, I mean, Arjuna, I mean, Krishna is saying to Arjuna that you have to pass this Veda. In the sense, Veda is generally contains the three modes. So, whatever, even in goodness you work, you get caught up. So you have to pass this three gunas. And you stay as a nirdvandu, free from dualities of good and bad, hot and cold, everything. And niryoga kshema atvam. It is very important, he says, get free from this desire of, I mean, this niryoga kshema. Gain and safety. Be free from all these anxieties and situated, get self-situated. Atmavan. How this stage will come? Prabhupada writes in purport that when one is fully dependent on the goodwill of Krishna, then this transcendental platform can be achieved by the person. So what we have to do is, we have to understand the goodwill of Krishna. So, till now, Krishna has given all the instructions to Uddhava for the general public, I mean. But now he says, what is in my heart? So that's why Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that till now he has not spoken about gopis. But now in the, from this chapter, from the verse 1, he is speaking about gopis, how they have captured my heart. So you should follow that. And follow in what, Dev? Don't imitate them. Follow on their footsteps. Follow their instruction. So don't make a gopis club, but be gopir bhartur das dasanav das. So there is a, so anusaran and anukaran. So he says that you follow on their footsteps. If we do not understand the will of the good will of Krishna or good will of our master, then whatever we do will be of no use. In purport, one statement says, one should simply surrender to Krishna and following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Sri Krishna himself. So, to understand, if we understand Krishna's will and do the task, then even if we do not do anything of so many procedures, still we will be at the good rank. We will be on a creditable or beneficial position. Long back, I'll tell you that in our town there are two colleges. There might be new colleges now. So after 10th, all of us, I mean, all our my friends, we joined science. there are two colleges. One is very reputed, and those who do not get admission there, another college there, everybody is accommodated. So everybody wants to get admission in that first college. But it is very top rent, top college. So maybe after 10th, 80 or maybe 82, the admissions are over. So one of my friend, he said, no, he got something like 76 marks. So he said, I will go for a diploma. He knows that I will not get admission here, and all my friends will be there. So we said, Aray, we can study together. I mean, at least we will be together. But he said, no, I will go somewhere else and do diploma. So all the admissions were over. And now suddenly he found out that, oh, studying alone is okay, but undergoing ragging alone is very difficult. If we are together, then we can tolerate. But alone, I will have to undergo ragging. So he said, suddenly he said, no, I will do the science now. But everything was over. So I was sitting with his father, his family. And he said, now he wants to join your college. I said, oh, it's over now. After 2 days, our college is going to open. So it's impossible. But he was hell-bound. No, I will not do. I will get this college only. So father said, okay, you have a great desire. I will do something. I said, it's impossible. So father just made one phone call. The college is the daytime. He said, connect me to the principal. And he introduced himself that I am XYZ. So he was a very famous person, of course. So he said, okay, I know him. I know. So my son is there. He has 76% mark and he wants to get admitted in your college. He said, admissions are over. So it's not possible. So he said, sir, coming 2 years, whatever electrical and electronics instruments you have for repair, just send it to me. I will do it. Principal said, send your boy. And next day, in 2-3 days, I found him with me studying. So I understood first time ever in my life I had filled up the form. You know, 10th, after 10th we have to fill up the form, we have to buy the form, we have to stand in the queue. There are so many rounds, whether you get or not, somehow you got an admission. And this guy, what he did, just had a phone call. Why this has happened? Because he has understood the will of trust, the trust which is running that college. That is what? Free repair. 2 years, all the computers, TVs or whatever, fans and all, they are going to get free. So everything is accumulated. And even this example shows that now Krishna is saying, forget. Now you concentrate. But it is very difficult. Not an ordinary person can do that. Okay, you do. Because we don't know how many instruments will come. You may go in loss. So that's why Krishna is saying that it is the highest. Not everybody can do that. But it is the most beneficial for every living entity. That's why Narad Muni in his instruction says that Tyaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Harer Bhajan Apako Athapate Tato Yadi Yatra Ko Abhadram Abhud Amushakim Ko Vartha Apto Abhajatam Swadharmatam. So if we see that our journey to Golok, suppose 1,000 lifetime. We are just limiting it to 1,000 lifetime. And each lifetime is a step, suppose. 1,000 steps. And bhakti is, Narad Muni is saying, is a lift. So if you go in a lift, but the price you have to pay is what? Swadharma. All the swadharmas you have to leave. Because if you want to follow all the swadharma, you have to climb the staircase. And it's very easy because everybody is going on a journey, this journey. So you don't know because people live life, they don't know what they have done, isn't it? But normally, it is very attractive. So, bhajan apakvo, if you are a neophyte person, goes in the lift, he says, okay, these new people are there. What, I am doing something very new. My father has now done, nobody has done it. And everybody is saying, are udhar ajao, staircase se jayenge. So bhajan apaku atha patet tadyodi. If after some journey, if you say, or it's enough, I want to get out of it. What you have to do? Stop the button and come out. Where you will be? You will be somewhere higher, isn't it? If suppose 500 steps you are there, you will find all the people who are following the Sadharma. What are they? What is this saying? Kovartha apto abhajatam. And if this person comes out and follows, now I don't want to follow bhakti, regular course mein aata hun, still what has happened? He has already achieved the permanent the credits. That will not go. And somebody who has followed, he might go in on that first staircase only. He will not go even spiritual, no advancement at all. One Grastha told me that he was going on a very long highway, I mean, from one place to another, and he was using the Google map. So Google map, you know, it shows that how to go. So he chose, there is a one option you can select, toll-free route. So he said, let me select the toll-free route. So as he was going, there was no toll-free. There's only, you have to pay toll and that way you can go out. But Google Map doesn't tell you that. He will show you the route. And he went all the way and came again on the same spot. Idhar to main pehle aaya tha. So what has happened? Kovartha apto abhajatam swadharmatam. So if you do not follow Krishna consciousness, if you do not, Krishna is saying, surrender unto me. If you do not surrender unto Krishna, what will happen? Again you will come back here only. Chine punye marte lokam vishanti. So we have to again start. So there is no way a person will benefit. That's why Krishna says that it is for you. So Hitler's one statement is there. He says that those who are fruitive workers, for them he writes individually that whatever the bank account, the bank balance you have at the time of death is the extra work you have done, which was not necessary, isn't it? So individually, you have worked so much hard and you are dying with a big bank balance. What is the use? So similarly, Narad Muni says that even though you fall, doesn't matter, tattva, sodharma, but you are yatra ko abhadram, there is no loss. Always only a benefit is also only there. But the few people will not come to that. So Krishna is giving all the Vedas are for accommodating everyone. But the father knows the caliber of a person and accordingly he will give the higher instruction. The father was there and he was sitting with his friend. And his younger son comes and he says, father, this is my result. He says, how much you got? He says, 64%. Are wah, shabash, take this gift. And the elder son comes. He says, father, today my result, how much you got? He says, 84.
What?
He chastises him. So the friend said, hey, you got 64 younger son, you are giving him gifts, and he's got 84. He said, his caliber is, last year he got 94. So he was expected more than that. Similarly, Krishna is saying that to Uddhava that forget about that. And similarly, even Krishna tells to Arjuna that Nistre Gunya Bhava Arjuna, you don't have to follow that. You're already higher. So don't get stuck up in the lower stuff. So this statement, this example which we saw that toll free. So we have to pay the toll. To go to Golok, it's not that toll. Somehow, following all this, we can go. It's no way. So what is the toll? Krishna says, Man manabhava madbhakto, madhya jimam namaskar. Mame vaishishin satyam te. So he says, you have to think about me. It's very difficult. But you have to do that. Madhya jim, you have to worship me. Bhava madbhakta, you have to become my devotee. In that way you come to me. Atmanam matparayana. You become matparayana. Our consciousness will link. Same consciousness will happen. That's why, but abhi, this is the statement is there, man manabhava bhakto. How will this happen? You said, I have so many responsibilities. How is it possible? Krishna tells to Arjuna that tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. It's not like that. Somehow for 5-10 minutes, 2 hours. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhacha. So whatever you are doing as business, as grahastha, vanaprastha, brahmachari, sannyasi, whatever you are doing, all the time you have to remember me and you do your duty. And while doing your duty, mayarpita mano buddhir, your mind and intelligence should be fixed on me. In that way you have to do that. It's not, and this verse comes in a sequence. It's very important because it's 8.7. Before that Krishna has said what he has said. If you don't do that, what will happen? Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajyati ante kalevaram. So manmanabhav, if you don't do, then whatever you do, you will get that body. So that's why is it antakalaja mameva, then yamim vapi, then tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. Because of these two, we have to escape these two situations. I mean, the sense, the lower situation, yamim vapi. So if you want to remember me at the time of death, then you have to do it all the time. That's why Prahlad Maharaj said that kaumaram acharit pragyo. It started from the, one should start it from the very beginning of life. Because durlabham manusham jannam tadartham api adhruvam. Because this, just like we have said that this staircase, 1000-step staircase, we do not know that in all the steps we will get human body. We may have to go to so many lifetimes again, then we come back to. So that's why it is said that it is adhruvam. Adhruvam means also temporary, but it's very beneficial. In that lifetime only, whatever we do will remain creditable, beneficial. All other lifetime, whatever we do will go. Just like Hitler's statement, whatever you do, next time you can't claim that, oh, this is my property. It is gone. So that's why Acharya says that we have to do this from the very beginning of human life, because in other bodies we can't do that. And even slight amount of sincere devotional service, Krishna assures us, guarantee that it will remain intact. One another statement comes in purport. Prabhupada writes that this love, Krishna is saying that gopis have got love for me. Similarly, you can get love for me by following them. This may be expressed in various ways, conjugal, paternal, fraternal, and dasya, sakhya, rasa. So, I don't know about all of you, I mean, have anybody has in the free time thought about what will be our spiritual identity, you know, out of this conjugal pattern? I mean, thinking, it's not that sinful. One may think, in 2007, I remember, I was in Belgaum, Janmashtami time. And Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was giving 7-day Krishna Katha. So in that, one person got up and he said, Maharaj, can you please tell me what will be my spiritual identity? So Maharaj smiled. And he asked everyone, all of you, do you want to know what will be your spiritual identity? So, previously, then he said, don't worry, you can just say. So he said, yes, I will give you mantra, simple mantra, you will understand. So everybody became very enthusiastic. Do you want to know that mantra? Otherwise, I will skip that. You want to know? So he said, have you seen Hindi movies? Everybody said, yes, yes, we have seen Hindi movies. So what is in Hindi movie generally? One hero is there, heroine is there, and villain is there. And general scenario is what? Hero, heroine are dancing, singing, but villain comes in between. And there is a fight. And you know, fight doesn't become, you know, like one punch and fight is over, then there is no fun. So it's like chase, you know. So see that, you know, the hero is chasing villain. And think that, you know, in Bombay, just imagine. Bombay is so crowded place. Fast running, the the hero, the villain bumps on the crowd, so many things fall off. Then the hero runs. So much going and going and going. And one spot they come and it's very tricky. You know, one spot there are so many, like Satrasta. You know that? Seven. And there, nobody there, one person is there and his bicycle is there and uska chain gir gaya hai, wo chain laga raha hai. And hero comes running and he says, so he asks him, "Arey, wo aisa pant chadala kidhar gaya? Thoda idhar gaya." And he starts running. And picture goes on. He says, "Do you know what is your identity? Your identity is like that cycle man. Your role is what? To assist the hero and, I mean that picture." Tumara said that in the movie, the hero, heroine, villain, all others, everyone's name come in a bold letter. You know that? You know, bold, starring this. And all the associates, you know, their name comes in one screen only. They're small font. Nobody knows that. Mera naam hai. So he said, in Golok, everything is fixed. Hero is fixed. Heroine is fixed. His mother is fixed. His father is fixed. His friends are fixed. Everything is fixed. But associate chahiye wo. Idhar gaya. And that is his only role. So all the, you know, so we don't, should not, you know, dream in such a way that I will be, you know, directly assisted. Radha and Krishna. It's already fixed. We will have role in this. And some might have come for some particular task here for preaching and all. They might get in that particular role. But we should be firmly convinced that we won't be in the limelight role, he was telling. So Krishna, in 12th chapter, he shows his accommodative mode. Then he said, "Don't worry, everybody can come to me. But I will give you the highest one. What I want," he says, "Mayyeva mana adasva, mayi buddhir niveshaya. Nivashishyasi mayyeva. Ata urdhvam na samshaya." You have to say, always think of me, engage your intelligence and mind in me, and without doubt you will come to me. This is what is my highest recommendation for you. Just think about me always. Put your mind and intelligence always in me. And no doubt, surely you will come to me. But if you can't do that, then what will happen? Atha chittam samadhatam. Because it's very difficult. That's why they say everybody comes in category of, Prabhupada writes, fruitive worker or mental speculator. This might be true. Oh, this is not for me. So, atha chittam samadhatam na shaknosi mai siram abhyasepi abhyasa yogena tato mam ipchamtum dhananjaya. He says, at least do follow regulative principle. Do practice of putting your mind and intelligence on me. So for that you need expert spiritual master who will under his guidance tell you how to do that. So Prabhupada writes, what are the regulative principles we have to study? So get up early in the morning, follow Mangal Arati, you know, chant Hare Krishna, read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, pluck the flowers, make garlands for the deities, cook for the deities, offer bhoga, take prasad. All these comes into the abhyasa. And in that, during doing that, we just meditate that, oh, let me one day come to the mayyeva mana adhasva. Completely I will be thinking about Krishna. But even if you can't do that, Krishna says, abhyase api asamartosi mat karma paramobho. If you even can't do that, so this second task we can do anywhere, in temple or in house also. In home also do the same thing under the guidance of spiritual master. Even if you can't do that, he says, so do work for me. So Prabhupada writes that work for me comes under the category where there are so many restrictions the family members put. Why you are going to temple so many times? So he says, still you can, your hard-earned money, you can give it to the some good cause. This portion comes that every endeavor requires some land, money. So you don't follow this, you just work, you help the, all those who are doing it. In that way, what will happen? Madartham api karmani kurvam siddhim avapsati. By doing this, what will happen? Slowly you will have a desire to follow this. Even if you can't do that, he said, athetap api asaktosi, kartun mad yogam ashrita sarva karma phalatyagam. And so last thing he says, at least even if you can't do that also, you can't do it to Krishna, your hard-earned money, then give it to some good cause, he says, some hospital, some other spiritual institution. Because by doing that, what will happen? The aham bhava, that the sakam karma, the fruitive mentality will go. And your mind will be in a situation where you will understand the knowledge about Krishna. Because that, it has become purified. And then slowly you can come to me. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that, yata pravrutir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam swakarmanam tam abhyarcha siddhim vindanti manava. So he said, in this category, whatever you might be doing, you can't follow this man, mayava mana adasa, you can't follow regulatory principles, you can't donate or you help directly to Krishna consciousness. But whatever you may be doing it, you see that the cause of all causes is Krishna. So whatever I am doing it is for Krishna. In that consciousness you will attain perfection. In the sense, you will come to the knowledge. And that knowledge will build up to the meditation. And that meditation will bring up to the final stage where now Krishna is saying to Uddhava that you have to surrender unto me. You don't follow all the lower instructions. Forget about it. And that way you can attain me without doubt. So, this is what we have seen today. The few examples where fruitive mentality and mental speculation will not take us anywhere. But directly surrendering to Krishna may take few lifetimes, but it will be always beneficial for us. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. Question time.